in a world to carry on, to carry on.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Will the troops be paid during the government shutdown? Some of them are worried they won't be, despite the president's promise they will.
Iraq and Afghanistan veterans of America are calling on Congress to pay the troops and protect service members amid the shutdown. Tom Porter is with Blue Star Families and says many already live paycheck to paycheck.
Missing a payday means missing rent, missing meals, missing doctor's visits.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says troops and federal workers should be paid and lawmakers need to work to reopen the government. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has proven his critics wrong by coming to terms with leaders of other countries in the region.
I made peace with four Arab states with President Trump when everybody said it's not going to happen. Netanyahu doesn't want peace. I made four historic peace agreements in 2 months.
The prime minister spoke exclusively with CBS Mornings. You can see the interview on the program Wednesday. Racist thoughts expressed in a group chat of young Republicans on the Telegram app have been leaked, the very thing that some of the group's members worried about. Politico politics reporter Jason Bieferman.
Over the course of these 7 months, they exchanged messages with, you know, extremely anti-Semitic and racist comments. They referred to Black people as monkeys or the watermelon people. They called rape epic. They talked about the love of Hitler with factions of their party or even supporting slavery.
The chat included leaders from New York, Kansas, Arizona, and Vermont. 6 months after he tried to assassinate Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, 38-year-old Cody Ballmer has pleaded guilty to attempted murder, arson, and terrorism. He was caught on video setting the official residence of the governor on fire. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He could be seen moving around the mansion, kicking at doors in close proximity to rooms where the governor and his family were sleeping. No one was injured in the incident. About an hour after the attack, Ballmer called 911 himself, criticized the governor's stance on the war in Gaza, and admitted responsibility.
Ballmer could spend the next 50 years in prison. The family of Grammy Award-winning singer D'Angelo says he has died after a prolonged and courageous battle with cancer. D'Angelo, first name Michael D'Angelo, real name Michael D'Angelo Archer, burst onto the music scene in the 1990s. His three albums won him four Grammys. He survived by three children. He was 51 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
California has banned the sale of new Glock handguns.
Glock's new design allows owners to modify the guns using a small piece of plastic known as a Glock switch to turn the handguns into fully automatic weapons. Deborah Grimes lost her son when he was shot 7 times with a modified Glock in a Sacramento nightclub.
That Glock switch was a killing machine.
The new law bans the new Glocks and any other handguns with similar designs. It does not ban the sale of used Glocks. Gun store owner Eddie Ford.
There's still millions of Glocks on the streets. If criminals want them, they're going to get them.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The lawyer for the family of the late star pitcher Tyler Skaggs is blaming the Los Angeles Angels in part for Skaggs' overdose death. But the team's attorney said the Angels weren't aware that Skaggs was using drugs and says if it was, it would have done something to help him. The attorney spoke during opening statements in a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Skaggs' family. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers for tonight and a low in the mid-50s. Rain ends early tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high close to 60. Friday starts dry, then some showers move in late, and rain chances continue for Friday. Into Saturday, lesser chances Sunday. Currently 57 degrees.
More abuse from sinners. Can't you stand? to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's
and find that you're awakened from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Find your perfect autumn wardrobe. Snag kitchen gadgets to spice up those fun recipes and uncover vintage gems, bringing seasonal charm into your home. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. And I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm a believer. We'll be right back.
And timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Lord, for the night time. Can't forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. For the night time,
forget the day,
a day of uptight
time,
baby chase it away,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
it's
a time to brew,
time to
I thank the Lord for the night time,
the
I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the night time. To forget the day.
Day
of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. Thank the Lord for you.
Now.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I need you more than ever.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together
now.
Mama,
oh, mama, mama, mama.
Let's spend the night together.
Now I need you,
mama,
need you more
mama,
than ever, woman.
Let's spend the night together.
I'm satisfied.
Mama,
you're every need, woman.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Baby,
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In an exclusive interview with CBS News, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was unapologetic about keeping the Jewish state alive.
For the foreseeable future, not only for Israel, but for the free world and for the civilized world, you have to maintain your ability to defend yourself.
Netanyahu said Hamas has to follow through on its promise to give up its arms, a promise it made when it signed the Gaza peace deal. You can see the interview Wednesday on CBS Mornings. Hamas is already failing to comply with one part of the agreement. From Jerusalem, reporter Linda Grantstein.
While Israelis celebrated the return of all 20 living hostages Monday, Hamas continues to hold bodies of hostages killed on October 7th, 2 years ago, or who were killed in captivity. Hamas handed over 4 additional bodies, leaving 20 bodies still in Hamas hands. Hamas has said some of the bodies could be buried under rubble.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday will hear arguments in a case that could determine whether some states will have to redraw their legislative district maps without consideration of race. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The big issue is whether or not states can consider race when they're drawing district lines, or if that violates the Constitution, and specifically the 14th Amendment and the 15th Amendment.
President Trump has posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Today we're here to honor and remember a fearless warrior for liberty, beloved leader who galvanized the next generation like nobody I've ever seen before.